Okay, well, everyone just kind of quieted down, so I guess we'll get started. So today we'll be doing Lecture 11. I have two announcements before we begin, and I posted them already on BSpace, and you should have got them through email, but just in case you didn't. So one of them is about the noise at the end of lecture. So the problem questions, the practice ones that we do at the end of class, that's considered part of lecture. So it'd be great if you can stay through those questions, and they'll be really helpful for you to hear the answers. So those are the kind of questions that might appear on exams and on quizzes. So definitely stay for that. And if you do need to leave early, just try and do it quietly so everyone else can still hear. And then the other announcement, which probably everyone already figured out anyway, is that we didn't have class on Tuesday because of the power outage. And so for the Lecture 10, I posted those notes ahead of time, and you should just ignore them now. Okay, so Lecture 10, forget it. It doesn't exist. And what I did was I took the information from Lecture 10 and I put it into today's lecture. So you'll still be getting most of the same information. Are there any questions about any of that? Okay. So today we're going to be talking about the nervous system a little bit more. Remember that last week, we were talking about action potentials and we were talking about synaptic transmission. And then today we're going to kind of zoom out and start talking about the nervous system as a whole, about the central nervous system and sensory systems. And before we get into that, I want you to think about something. So we talked about action potentials and how ions are moving across the membrane. But what does that actually mean in terms of what we do every day? So right now, my muscles are contracted to help me stand upright. My brain is sending signals to my vocal cords so that I can speak. I am getting visual input. I'm getting auditory input. And all of this is just action potentials in neurons. And that's what's really amazing. And action potentials are all or nothing, right? Either they fire an action potential or they don't. And it's just the pattern of all those neurons connected to each other that makes all of these higher order processes like thinking and emotions and movement and all of that. So it's really amazing to think about. And how does that actually work? So we don't really know for sure, but a lot of it has to do with how all the neurons are connected to each other. So this picture here is showing a neuron that's in a dish, actually, but it's from the brain originally, and it's stained in red. So these are all the dendrites and the axon. And then all the green spots are synapses from other neurons. And so you can see even in a dish, not even in the brain, this neuron is making tons of synapses. And so it's all of these inputs together that are integrating to help decide whether this neuron will fire an action potential and send on its information to the next neurons in the chain. And so we'll see a couple examples of very simple circuits today and when we talk about muscles as well. So hopefully that will kind of get you just a very general idea of how the nervous system works. And if you're interested in studying more, then I encourage you to take neuroscience classes here at Cal. There's a lot of them in the MCB department and probably in psychology as well. So so I encourage you to do that because the nervous system is really interesting. So today we're going to talk about the brain and the spinal cord. That's the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system. And then we'll go into the anatomy about the spinal cord and brain. And this is just kind of very basic information. Then we'll talk about the different sensory systems and kind of just an introduction about how that works. And then we only have time to focus on one sensory system, which is the somatosensory, and that's touch and pain and temperature. So we're going to have to skip vision, unfortunately. But if you're interested in that, again, you should take another class here. And this picture here is showing what's known as the brainbow mouse. And it's called that because you can see that its neurons here are all different colors of the rainbow. And it's in the brain. And so this is showing the brainstem. And you can see that there's tons of different neurons. Each one of these colors is a different neuron. And these are the axons. So they form these tracks that travel down the brainstem. So we'll get started then talking about the central nervous system, what that is, and the peripheral nervous system. Okay, so central nervous system, like I said, is the brain and the spinal cord, and it's abbreviated as CNS. Okay, CNS, and so that's the brain and the spinal cord. And I'll probably be abbreviating the spinal cord as SC, so just so you know. So that's it. That's the central nervous system. And then there's something known as the peripheral nervous system, which is all the neurons going into and out of the brain and spinal cord. So neurons that come in, this would be like sensory information. And so this is part of the peripheral nervous system, or PNS. So these are neurons outside of the central nervous system that are sending axons in. And then information has to come out of the central nervous system, and these would go to organs and muscles. So this is the nervous system telling our body what to do. And we'll have a whole class just devoted to muscles, so we'll come back to that point. And then you can further classify these neurons that are coming in and out of the central nervous system as afferent or efferent. So if it's coming into the brain or spinal cord, that's afferent. So I'll just draw a picture of that. So this would be, again, a sensory neuron. Those would be the dendrites that are sensing whatever the sense is. Sensory neurons have their cell body kind of off to the side, like that. And then it'd be going into the spinal cord or the brain. We'll just say it's the spinal cord in this case. Right, so this is the synapse there, and it's synapsing onto a neuron that's in the spinal cord. And maybe it sends a connection to another neuron, and so on. And then finally, you'll have a neuron that leaves the spinal cord and goes to, let's say, a muscle. So like I said, the sensory neuron here is known as afferent, with an A. But you can also call it a sensory neuron. That is interchangeable. So afferent and sensory neuron is the same thing. The prefix A means it's going towards something, so in this case it's going towards the spinal cord. And then these neurons that I drew here that are in the spinal cord, they're completely inside of the central nervous system, and those are called interneurons. So actually most of the neurons in our body are interneurons because they're totally inside of the brain or the spinal cord. So the majority of neurons are interneurons. And then this neuron that's leaving the spinal cord and going to the muscle, that would be an efferent with an E. Okay, and the E you can remember because it's like exit. So it's exiting the spinal cord, exiting the central nervous system. So this works for the brain as well. So any neuron that's leaving the brain or the spinal cord is called an efferent neuron because it's leaving. And these could include motor neurons, which are going to the muscle, which we'll talk about in a second, or they could include other types of neurons that are going to the organs of the body. Okay, so that's how we classify neurons in the nervous system. And again, all of these are firing action potentials to each other. All of these synapses here are releasing neurotransmitters, just like we talked about in the last lecture. Okay, so we'll turn now to the spinal cord in more detail, and I'll go over the anatomy, draw a picture of a cross-section of the spinal cord. And then we'll go back and talk about the brain. Okay, so we're just getting a little bit of anatomy here. But there are also anatomy classes here at Cal if you're interested in learning more of the details. So the way I'm going to draw the spinal cord is a cross-section. So imagine you're just cut straight through this way. So it looks kind of like this. This curvy part at the top is the dorsal side. And dorsal means back. Okay, so we're cutting straight through, and this would be the side that's towards the back of the body, or the dorsal side. And then the other side is the ventral side. And this would be the part of the spinal cord that's towards the front of the body. Okay, so if you look at a cross-section of a spinal cord, you'll see that sensory neurons always come in through the dorsal side. So here's a sensory neuron, and it's coming in here. And like I said, its cell body is always outside, kind of like off to the side like that. And this would be the axon that's coming in and making a synapse into the spinal cord. So this is a sensory. And they'll come in through both sides. I'm just drawing it on one side, but you would also find it on the left side. And they usually come in kind of together in a pack, and their cell bodies are close together like that. Okay, so those are all the sensory neurons coming into the spinal cord, and they always come in through the dorsal side. And we call this these axons that are coming into the dorsal part of the spinal cord the dorsal root. I think it actually looks like a root kind of coming into the spinal cord. Okay, so that's all the axons from the sensory neurons coming into the spinal cord. And then all the cell bodies together, they also have a specialized name. It's called the dorsal root ganglion. So all of these cell bodies together is the dorsal root ganglion. Okay, so axons are just dorsal roots, and then cell bodies are dorsal root ganglion. A ganglion is a name for a collection of neuronal cell bodies that are outside of the central nervous system. So that's why it's called that. So if you ever see that word, that means that it's cell bodies that are kind of collected together, and it's not in the brain or spinal cord. Okay, so that's sensory. And then we have to have the efferent neurons that are leaving the spinal cord, and those leave via the ventral side. So their cell bodies are in the spinal cord,